Announcements, surveys, study on non-24-hour sleep disorder, Vanda Pharmaceuticals Incorporated, 9605 Medical Center Drive, Suite 300, Rockville, Maryland, 20850, 888-389-7033. Info at non24registry.com. Blind individuals ages 18 to 75 who have recurrent sleep problems are sought for an ongoing clinical research study. A short survey can be completed over the phone or online to determine if an individual qualifies for the research project. For each completed survey, $25 will be donated to an organization that helps blind people. Volunteers will be compensated for participation in the clinical study and will receive study-related medication, medical evaluations, and transportation at no cost. Braille Writing Device, sene.m@husky.neu.edu, 617-949-0819. Melda Ulusoy is a Ph.D. candidate at Northeastern University in Boston. She is conducting a study to determine the usefulness of an inexpensive, portable, battery-powered Braille writing device. She is interested in the opinions and reactions of parents, students, and teachers. Adult Rehabilitation and Employment Survey, www.pdrib.com/ares, 318-257-4554. DSEILHAN@LATECH.EDU. This survey is intended for adults who are blind or visually impaired and who are of employment age. The purpose of the survey is to gain information about individuals' experiences with vocational rehabilitation, adjustment to blindness training, education, and employment. The survey may be completed online or by telephone and should take about 10 minutes. The names of those who complete the survey will be entered into a drawing for a Visa gift card worth $100. Books from NOPBC. Contact Laura Weber, President at NOPBC.org, 832-971-7571. NOPBC is offering 3 excellent books at a special discount so that state affiliates and parents' chapters can make them available. When you purchase 2 or more copies of any title from NOPBC, you can buy the books at cost. The 3 books available at the discount rate are Getting Ready for College Begins in Third Grade, Working Toward an Independent Future for Your Blind, Visually Impaired Child, Pre-K to Middle School by Carol Castellano. Making It Work, Educating the Blind, Visually Impaired Student in the Regular School by Carol Castellano. And Independent Movement and Travel in Blind Children, A Promotion Model by Joe Cutter. Scholarship. HumanWare 2011 Braille Literacy Scholarship Program. http://www.humanware.ca/web/en/newsletter/numbers281.htm. HumanWare 2011 Braille Literacy Scholarship Program, 5128 Oak Point Way, Fair Oaks, California, 95628. Contact Sharon Spiker, sharon.spiker@humanware.com. Deadline for entries, December 31, 2011. HumanWare announces that a Mountbatten learning system and all associated software and accessories will be awarded to a child in the United States or U.S. territories. Any child between the ages of 3 and 8 who is learning Braille or who is assessed as a future Braille learner can qualify. To enter this competition, the parent of a qualifying child should explain in 1,000 words or less why Braille literacy is key to the child's success and describe the role of the Mountbatten learning system will play in the child's future. Essays must be submitted by the written support of an early childhood or early intervention professional. Contest, APH, Typhlo and Tactus Tactile Book Contest 2011, www.aph.org/edresearch/tactile-book-contest. American Printing House for the Blind, 1839 Frankfort Avenue, Louisville, Kentucky, 40206. Attention, Suzette Wright. Deadline for entries, September 2, 2011. Typhlo and Tactus is an organization that exists to improve the quality and quantity of books with tactile illustrations that are available to young children with visual impairments. In 2000, the organization began to conduct a biennial tactile book competition that was open to European members. This year's tactile book competition is open to a worldwide audience. APH has agreed to be the contact organization in the United States. A panel of judges at APH will select the top 5 entries for final adjudication by an international panel of visually impaired children and adults, as well as professionals in the blindness field. New name. Recording for the Blind and Dyslexic, RFBND, has changed its name to Learning Ally. The new name reflects the organization's expanded emphasis on people who learn differently. You can visit Learning Ally at www.learningally.org. Mentoring. Employment Mentoring Project. Mississippi State University, Research and Training Center on Blindness and Low Vision. Contact Jamie O'Malley, RRTC, the number 2, at colled.mssstate.edu. 800-675-7782. Mississippi State University is conducting research to determine whether pairing blind students with blind mentors in their career fields will help them find employment. The project will match a group of blind professionals with blind mentees. The program will begin in January 2012, and each mentor-mentee pair will remain in contact for a year after the mentee graduates. Prospective mentors can complete an eligibility survey at http://tiny.cc/mentor-professionals, and prospective mentees can complete a survey at http://tiny.cc/mentor-students.